John writes in chapter 13, verse 11, he says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. I am just going to try to come up first by first and talk a little bit about the second beast. And the mark of the beast, probably not yet all that had in pain, but by the Lord's help, I want to look at it and notice that he says, and he saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And heard another. Yes, the idea of another of the same kind. So, John is saying, this is here is a lot of the similarities, but there is a difference. And I may be able to just say a little about him. I would have mentioned perhaps he mentions this beast arises up out of the earth. And I remind you again, and John is not the first beast. And he said he came out of the sea. John was describing the area around the Mediterranean, also around Europe, but in John says that this one rises up from the earth. Her pictures Israel. I believe that the beast that he is describing is a Jew. of Israel. I believe what John is describing is the false prophet. He is talking about Antichrist, right hand man. He is going to work side by side, hand in hand. Yes, is the hand of Christ. I remind you that in the Godhead there is a holy Trinity. There is God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All the three in one. It is the Godhead. But Satan, the pastor deceiver, has an unholy Trinity himself. There is the dragon, which is Satan. There is the Antichrist, the opposite of Jesus. There is the false prophet, the opposite of the Holy Spirit. Just like the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify Christ, the purpose of the false prophet is to sanctify them to Christ. And that is what God describes in these verses. John describes him, he says, as having two horns like a lamb. Well, there is a problem here. First of all, John says he has two horns like a lamb. A lamb doesn't have horns. So, what is God saying? John is saying that he isn't what he appears to be. That's a false prophet deal. Arise and looking like a lamb. But in reality, he has horns like the goats. John is describing him as a false prophet, and that's what he is. And he says that he says is as a dragon. His words are empowered of the devil. John goes on. And he says, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth her and them which fell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. This false prophet will be a leader of worship for the Antichrist. He will cause the world to worship the first beast. And his purpose here in Thessalonians 2nd chapter, Paul talked about he that cometh after the working of Satan with all power, signs and wonders, causing people to be deceived and believing a lie. I believe a false prophet will propagate a lie that the Antichrist is the rightful Messiah of Israel. I believe he'll tell the world that he is the answer to all of our problems, all of our questions, that we need to worship the Antichrist. That's what he'll be doing as he arrives on the scene. Realize that the Antichrist will make a league with Israel for 7 years, telling him they can rebuild their temple. And I believe the false prophet being a Jew will aid in causing Israel to accept and follow the Antichrist. He will tell the world to make an image unto the beast and worship the beast. And all the world will follow after the Antichrist. And then halfway in the tribulation, he will shed his image in the temple of Israel and demand all to worship him, or else be there. And that is what the Old Testament called the abomination of desolation. That I believe another lie that the Antichrist and false prophet will tell. I believe him falls the rapture of the church. I believe he'll propagate the lie that they know where they all went. Possibly, I don't know it definite. Possibly, I wonder, will they tell the world that God judged him? All of these Christians, all of these followers of God, God knew they were a hindrance in the world. So God removed them. God punished them. God got rid of them. And that is where they went. I realized today, even now, the world hates Christians. The world despises the church. They would just as soon get rid of us rather than have us around. But in the 2016, Time Magazine had an article, and I quote what it said. It said, regular Christians are no longer welcome in American culture. In all to describe how that being a dedicated Christian has become dangerous in our world. I realize there are places that Christians are suffering for the cause of Christ. I wonder if Jesus carries his coming. I wonder if Christians here will suffer greatly for the cause of Christ. Alice, it be a text just the other day. A lady in her office asked that she text me to pray for her pastor. Pastor's a church in Caldwell County. And he has been receiving death threats. But not because of something immoral in his life, but because he was preaching what saved, always saved. And because he was preaching that wondrous truth, he has been threatened with death. I want to tell you, and I'm going to stop here. I want to tell you, Paul said in the last days, perilous times would come. Paul went home and said, all that the ungodly will suffer persecution. I remind you here in dark days, dark times, spiritually and morally, our nation is facing a dangerous time for our existence as a nation. I don't know what all will happen before the Lord comes, but as I read these passages, as I study what it says and means, I realize that we're drawing closer and closer to these things being a reality. I challenge your heart. Stay close to Him. Walk close to God. Keep your heart ready for the coming of the Lord. He may return today. It might be tomorrow. But as I watch the events around us, I find myself praying, oh Lord, just come get us out of this world, out of this wickedness, out of all we deal with. Oh Lord, it'd be a good day just for you to come back. I'm going to stop here. I've almost reached a stopping place. Thankful I was able to get out what I could. And Lord willing, next time, I want to go a little farther. And we'll try to talk about the mark of the beast. I believe that what he is in the Word will one day come to pass, just like he said it. And I believe we are seeing around us signs that are going to heat up to the mark of the beast. I'll talk about it. Or it's time for another heaven. I'll let you give us a soul. There may be somebody today that there's a need in your heart. And maybe you need to come down an altar. Ask God to help in your life and in your heart. So let's stand today.
111.